region. Indian authorities say the deployment is a routine move. They say it's aimed at relieving exhausted personnel that have been in Kashmir since last year. Now, the decision followed a visit by the National Security Advisor Ajit Doval to Kashmir to review the security situation there. The Muslim-majority region frequently witnesses violence caused by an Indian crackdown on pro-independence protests. Border clashes sometimes happen with Pakistan as well. The two neighbors both claim Kashmir, but control it in part. The latest major border clashes left dozens of people dead back in February. Let's cross over to Kashmir, joined by Press TV's Shahana Butt. Shahana, thanks so much for being with us. Please fill us in on the latest situation on the ground there.
Yeah, of course, there's a lot of confusion and chaos on the ground. People are confused and people are worried because there's already a lot of security presence in the region, and pumping in more security means that the government has, or the administration has, some more plan or something else is on the cards. But what is being observed after the visit of Ajit Doval, the security sources said that there is an input of a possible terror attack backed by Pakistan militants or Pakistan outfits. So this is why the security has been beefed up in the region. Besides that, when the security administration or the security forces speak on basis of anonymity, they say these are the normal routine exercises. Sometimes it is being made public and sometimes it is not being made public. So there's no reason for being worried about anything. But the way politicians and bureaucrats are creating a lot of confusion and chaos because of their Twitter and Facebook statuses, there is a confusion because bureaucrats are preparing people and asking them to store food and water and fuel in their homes, while the politicians are skeptic that government has a plan to scrap the special status of Jammu and Kashmir, that is Article 35A. So there is a lot of confusion, and of course, yes, BJP has BJP, the ruling party in India, has this on the cards that they would try to do something to the Article 35A that was in their election manifesto, and this was one of the things that was written in the election manifesto, and that is one of the things that gave BJP a landslide win in India. So one has to consider that BJP is slowly and steadily trying to fulfill all those promises that it had done to its people, and Article 35A, scrapping the Article 35A from Kashmir is one of those. But so far there hasn't been any confirmation on Article 35A because the Supreme Court of India will decide on that article whether it has to go or it has to stay. But the security beef up in the region is definitely one of the matter of concerns for people because they look at Kashmir already filled with more than 700,000 troops, and pumping in more security gives a kind of a message that something is on the cards. But according to the security advisors and the security staff in the region, they say these installations and de-installations are a normal process and there is no issue, or there is nothing to worry about it. But the matter of concern that people share is that the government of India intends or plans to do something. Even if there are sources that speak of the possible attacks, they must be well aware. And why are they creating a sort of a picture in front of a people? Is it this that they want to take a look what the reactions are going to be at the moment?
Okay, well, that was Shahana Budd, Press TV's correspondent, bringing us.